Now we want to get smarter about taxes. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, as well as Gary Cohn, President Donald Trump's top economic advisor, they were speaking at a conference sponsored by the Institute of International Finance, and they raised expectations for significant tax legislation before the end of the year. Here to tell us whether this is likely is Lindley Browning, Bloomberg tax reporter. Lindley, thank you very much for being with us. Can you just tell us what exactly do you believe the message was that Secretary Mnuchin and Gary Cohn were trying to send? And then what happens when that bubble hits reality?
The message that Gary Cohn and Steven Mnuchin were sending was that the administration is honest. We're going to produce an ambitious tax plan, what Trump called in February a phenomenal tax plan to overhaul the U.S. tax code. And this is going to happen, quote, soon. They've said this before. They've said this. The administration has said, indicated this many times before, and we have yet to see an actual concrete plan. Markets seem undeterred by the lack of proof in the pudding to date, as U.S. stock prices shot up to a daytime high yesterday.
So it's sort of surprising to me because stocks are rallying around the idea of some kind of tax plan when analysts are widely saying this thing is not going to get off the ground, that it's a pipe dream for them to get some kind of proposal together in the near term that's going to have any legs. Can you sort of square these two different sentiments?
You're exactly right that there's a disconnect between how the exuberance of the market on these pronouncements and the assessments by analysts, many of whom are on the ground, you know, pounding the pavement on the Hill and have a good lead on where, in particular, the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee is on its own legislation, where the Trump administration is. The Trump administration was at least a week ago, really the starting line of tax reform. They're looking at big picture concepts, and they say that, you know, everything is on the table.
Well, if everything's on the table, can you tell us what is on Paul Ryan, the House Speaker's table? What does he say?
Well, Paul Ryan has had, since last summer, the House Republican Blueprint for Tax Reform. It's known as A Better Way. And it's basically the document that the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee is working on. And it's basically the offering card of Congress right now. It contains a lot of similarities with Trump's own proposal, in particular concerning individual rate cuts. But there's one big, huge difference, and it concerns a wonky concept known as border adjustability. The Trump administration has not yet said where it's going to come down on border adjustability. Mnuchin said yesterday there's some things we like about it, there's some things we don't like about it. It's a huge pay for in the Republican blueprint. It raises about $1.1 trillion in revenues, and those revenues are needed to underwrite the rate cuts that both House Republicans and Trump want.
Well, Lindley, who's leading the charge here? I mean, is it Steve Mnuchin? Is it Paul Ryan? Is it Gary Cohn? I mean, there's a cast of characters here. I don't get a sense of, like, where this is really coming from.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, on the congressional side, the ball is now in Kevin Brady's hands. He's chairman of Ways and Means, and he has embraced Paul Ryan's Better Way blueprint, as have most Republicans, although there is staunch opposition, even among Republicans, to the border adjustability proposal. And it's seen as basically not going to go anywhere. So that's its own problem right there. On the administration's end, it was interesting yesterday at this conference, both Mnuchin and Cohn, who spoke separately, made a pointed effort to use alternately the words united and unified when describing the administration's proposed approach to getting a tax proposal pulled together and out there.
All right. So we're looking for a unified, united front and on something that may or may not get done. But Lindley Browning, thank you so much for joining us. A very interesting and important development to watch. Certainly markets have placed a lot of faith and, frankly, money on the idea that a tax reform plan will get passed. The question is, you know, how quickly can it be done and how comprehensive can it be? Lindley Browning is a tax reporter for Bloomberg News. She is based in Fairfield, Connecticut.